Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. We're continuing on our series of how we got here. Tonight, we're happy to have with us Alex Simpson. Welcome, Alex.
Welcome, Al.
Welcome, Al.
We're thrilled to have you, and Bill's going to start with the first question.
Amen. Well, here's the first question. When did you get saved, and what brought you to this decision of accepting Jesus Christ?
My road was a long road. Like anybody, most travelers, we grow up in church. Mm-hmm. You know, we know Jesus. We're taught of Jesus from a young age. But to me, it had to get personal, and I fell in and out. Amen. You know, a couple times.
I mean
when I was younger, I was a kid, of course. You know, I remember first time I really got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was in Ernie's church. He was in the little post office building he had there. Mm-hmm. And they had a revival, and I believe it was Linda's father, Hicks, and
he's good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Really good, and he was preaching, and I went down, I felt led, and went down, and gave my life to the Lord then.
Amen.
You know, and I stuck with it for, I always had an urge, you know, I knew I had a calling. Amen. To God, to do something for God, but, you know, like any part of the flesh, it gets to you.
Amen.
And I stuck with it for a little bit, and I helped and done some stuff, and then I got older in my teens, I kind of got away from it. I've never stop loving the Lord as I was there.
Amen.
You know, I loved the Lord and I knew the Lord. I wanted to do things for Him, but mm-hmm. I was too much in the world of being a kid.
So,
yeah, and I got out of it for quite a bit. And, you know, like I said, I still call myself a Christian. I still love the Lord, but I just wasn't living right for Him, you know, which is, of course, hand in hand of being a Christian. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to live for Him.
Right.
But, you know, and then I got married, and when I got married, I was 18, and we moved to San Diego, and we was over there, and we was working, and me and Dad was doing everything, all the work, when basically I was.
Yeah.
And Sunday would always roll around, and I'd always say, you know, I'm tired, you know, I'm not going to do it, but I've always been big in music. I love music.
Amen.
From a young age. And there was a Christian band that I loved. It was called POD. Payable in Death, and they're from San Diego, and Betty would go to church. They picked a church close to us, and they was going to the church, and she asked me every day, "You want to go?" "No." "All right, I'm going with your mom and dad. I'm going to church," and she'd go to church, and I'd wait for her to come back home and pick me up and go for our day.
Amen.
And one day she calls me, and she says, "You'll never guess who I seen at church." I said, "Who?" And she said, "It was POD, they go to our church." I said, "What's the chances of POD going to our church?" So, first, you know, it's funny how God works sometimes in ways like that, because I started going to church to see them, and I would go, and I would go, and I would go, and, you know, unconsciously, I'm getting fed while I'm there, you know what I mean? I'm in church looking to just meet one of them. And I wanted to go. And it ended up being, eventually down the road, they was always at the service before us. We'd go to the 11 o'clock. They was at like the 9 o'clock or whatever
morning,
it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I ended up meeting all of them. And that stuck with me for a very long time. You know, I was really into my word, really into, you know, my walk with God. And then, we went back east, and we got Shepherd's Fest going. We was doing all that with Richard and doing all that with, you know, God just working through us. And then, you know, I got in my flesh and in situations in the world, and, you know, I kind of got out of church again, you know, because my walk wasn't strong. And when your walk's not strong, when things happen, you have nothing to fall back on.
That's right.
You know, and I kind of got out of it. And I mean, we was going through things and situations, and, you know, I would pray to God to change the situation. But, you know, when I think about it now, I really didn't think he was going to do it. Mm-hmm. So it really wasn't, you know, my faith wasn't there.
No.
I mean, if I'm saying God do this, but in the, you know, back of my mind, I'm saying he's not going to do it, what good is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think about it, and I was thinking about it coming over here, you know, because I know what we was going to come and talk about, and I said, you know, in that moment, you know, you think of how scary you can get when you're not walking with the Lord, because, mm-hmm. you know, and when you're in a situation, I mean, someone come up and said, I can change it.
Amen.
You know, how much, you know, how fast would you jump on that?
Amen.
You know,
that's
not knowing, you know, not be able to discern, you know, things of God from things of the world.
Amen.
And, you know, after that, I said, you know, I think, I just said, well, I have to push in. And I started pushing in as hard as I could. And I was taking the kids down the past tracks out in downtown Baltimore. And I was helping with whatever I could. And, I remember I shared this the other day in church. I said, you know, I got to a point where I said, I've got so far from God at some point, I can never get back into his grace. Mm-hmm. You know, I never thought I could get back to where I needed to be a minister or play music or do whatever, because I wasn't worthy. And the fact is, we're not worthy.
That's,
you know, it's amazing.
It's amazing,
yeah,
grace.
How God uses us, because we're not worthy of anything.
That's
and,
right.
Then the other Hicks man, I believe his name's Saul Hicks, is his daughter's married to Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And he come down. Ernie asked him to come down and preach a Sunday. And they called an altar. And I was sitting there, and, you know, the heart's jumping out of my chest. And I'm just like, I'm not getting up, you know. I don't know why. It just seems like when it comes to doing something for God, we're so latched.
Yeah,
but yet,
man,
we're so bold-faced with everything.
That's right.
It's amazing.
It's
but
unreal.
I didn't get up, and, you know, the man come down, and he walked straight to me. And I never spoke two words to him. He laid his microphone down, and he said, God said you're forgiven. Now go do what he called you to do.
Praise
wow.
God.
Yeah.
You know, I thank God that he never gave up on me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I loved him. I never gave up on him, but I wasn't living for him. And yet he still was meeting me where I was at.
There you go.
You know, and since then, I never did look back. You know, I started doing a lot in the church and ended up becoming a minister and doing all that. Because, you know, I know what God's did for me and my family.
Praise
and,
God.
You know, good or bad, the situation never really changed, you know, a whole lot. You know, we're still in this situation, but I know that God's with me through it. So,
amen.
A scripture come to me when you said that. Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake
mm-hmm.
you.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was always there.
Amen.
Yep. And he was, good or bad, he was getting into your heart through the Spirit somehow, some way. His ways ain't our ways.
Nope.
Like you said with that man.
Yeah.
And all I could think about was, oh, God never left you or abandoned you, even though we felt like we were abandoning him.
Yeah.
Praise God for
yeah,
the
thank
love
God,
of Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, it's always like with us. I always see that a lot of people just, they ain't pushing into God. They don't have the right walk with God, so they can't fill. You know, when they hit those desperate times, just like I did, you know,
amen.
And you can't fill him because you're not in tune with them. Your
mm-hmm.
walk's
right.
not there,
mm-hmm.
but he's always there with us.
Yeah,
amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
you
right.
said something now, like you said you were at a point where you couldn't discern the things of God from the things of the world
yep.
at that point. So just talking to somebody that's maybe in that same position right now, what do you think the key thing for being able to discern the things of God from the things of the world is?
You know, at that point, I knew, you know, from loving the Lord, walking yeah. with them, doing, you know, I knew who to turn to.
Right.
You know, and I knew that anything that was going through my head, like, I can do this, I could mm-hmm. go over here. You know, it's like when people are in the financial problems, yeah. they always think about, you know, with us, it's who can I go back to, this one, you know. And it turns into things that ain't of God. Instead of just saying, like,
amen.
I'm going to step back and let God take care of this.
That's right.
And, you know, it's hard when you're not there. I had to just say, okay, I'm going to give it to the Lord.
Right.
You know, kind of like the same thing when we wanted didn't expect again, and we had to, and we tried for a while, never happened, and I had to look at Betty. It was around Christmas time, and I said, look, honey, we're just, you know, no more worrying, no more, you know.
Just give it to God.
Just give it to God. And shortly after that, we got twins.
Amen.
So, you know, it's amazing when you just give things to God and let Him work. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just when you're in a spot and you don't know what to do, all I can say is put your head down and push to God.
Amen.
You know, that's all we can do.
One of the things would be reading the Word of God. That tells you, that's a great plumb line on how to discern the things of the world from the things of God.
Yeah, because now as, you know, Christian, as a minister, and I rely a lot on the Holy Spirit, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
Just leading me and helping me discern right from wrong. And I mean, the devil always throws the choice out there, the temptation out there.
Temptation's there.
And we have to do it with our own hand.
That's it.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that impacted you, or any standout moments, things that impacted you or people in your walk?
I mean, a lot of people. I mean, I still, there's people that amaze me to this day that I see. I see, like, Eddie Smith and all of them. I always looked highly, you know, up to them. Just the manner they walk in, you know. I mean, people could tell they're men of God by just looking at them. And it's always said, you know, I always would pray and hope that I can one day that reflect God through me like they do. You know, and that's what I just do. You know, young Johnny and Peggy, and just
amazing,
you know, how they walk in faith, and they always have a smile on their face, and you know, I know everybody's going through something, they're going through everything, and it's just like you never see them not smiling.
They're known by their testimony and the blood of the Lamb.
Exactly.
That's your testimony. Yep. Is letting it shine through you. Let the light shine.
Amen.
We realize how great and how wonderful He really is.
Yeah, it's like, even when I get a chance to talk to the youth, I always try to, I know they're probably sick of hearing it by this point, but it's your own walk, your own relationship, you know what I mean?
That's the truth.
Of giving it to God and walking with God, because God gives us everything we have.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Everything good in our life God's gave us.
Amen.
And, you know, it's I always tell Mike, hey, look, that's your relationship. I can't save you.
Amen.
You know, none of us can save you. You got to have your own relationship and your walk with the Lord.
Amen.
It's a one-on-one situation.
Uncle Bill has another question for you, Alec.
How did you get into the ministry? Where or how did you feel called?
Well, you know,
we touched on a little.
Yeah, we touched on it a little bit. You know, I got back and, like I said, all part of my walk. It's funny how God just used you. Like I said, I've always loved music and played music all the time. And I remember when I first got back, we started going back east and really going there. And it was all my old buddies, Ted Kelby and all that. And I remember Ted looked at me one day and he said, you know, they already had their bands playing music. And he said, just come on Saturdays when we practice. And just come. I said, well, what's the point of me coming? You already have. He said, just bring your bass and play along just in case you need it. And I think that first time I went, they said, you want to play Sunday? Because we need you. I said, sure, I'll play. Yeah, and then I started getting in with music. And I was playing a lot of music. And thank God for Pastor Ernie. I mean, even Pastor Charlie. But at that time, Pastor Ernie for me. And he was really encouraging of getting you in the church and giving you an opportunity.
Amen.
That's a wonderful thing, an opportunity.
Yeah. And Pastor Ernie gives so much opportunities out, you know. And he was welcoming, okay, you know, he'd sit you down, like, and tell you what not to do. But, you know, he was like, all right, now go and you know, do it pretty much. So, I started speaking a little bit. And I'm not really a speaker when it comes down to it, you know.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
I think you're doing good.
I could talk one-on-one, you know, but when it gets up there and I'm talking in front of people, I don't like it. I'd rather be behind a sheet, you know.
Oh, you bless me plenty.
Well, amen.
Thank
amen.
God. You know, but Ernie started, you know, he would give you a little Wednesday or something to do, and I started doing that, and I started doing it more and more and more. And I remember I was going to leave to come here in the fall, and I was battling myself with it because I heard people was getting, you know, putting their application in to get licensed and doing all this. And I really felt like I was called to do it, but I didn't want to do it. And at that time, I kept telling myself, well, you don't need the license, you know what I mean? It's your walk with God. If God wants to use you, He'll use you. Mm-hmm. You know, and I said, well, I'm going to think about it over the winter time, and when I come back, I'll put it in. And I remember God just told me, no, do it now. So I walked over to him, and I'm like, hey, I need to put my application now. And he's like, you sure you want to do this? I'm like, no, I'm not sure, but, you know, God's telling me to do it. So I put it in right then and there, and that's when I knew God wanted me to, you know, Amen. To do this.
It's a deep heart that you know when God says go this way or that way.
Yeah. Amen.
Nothing will stop you. You'll try to stop it maybe and wonder if it'll tell you many things why you shouldn't. But you're going to walk them walks and do what he tells you to do.
Yeah. Amen.
Yep. By faith.
Stay on that path. By Amen. Faith. So how important, Alec, do you think it is to have a husband or wife, either case, support you in your ministry, in your walk with the Lord?
I think it's very important. I mean, you know, at first, you know, when you're younger, you're like, well, I can do this. I don't really need, you know. But, I mean, I've been married 24 years, 25 years. I lost track of the time now. But I don't know what I would do if my wife wasn't, you know, right there with me a lot of times. Because, you know, even though, I mean, yeah, you say you have to have your house in order. And it's the truth. Because, I mean, there's a lot of time that I don't even realize how much I'm relying on Betty being behind me. Oh. And supporting
Praise
me.
God.
And, you know, there's times and I've got a little, you know, caught off, and I just feel like, you know, I'm tired, and, you know, what do I really want to do? And, she, you know, she's like, well, no, go, you know, get up, and, you know, and she, every time I'm, you know, get to speak or do music, she's very encouraging of it, and you need that.
You need that.
You know, because you get wore down, and because the flesh tells us, you know, like, okay, yeah, you've done enough. Yep, exactly.
Done enough.
Right. But she started out, because you said when you were first married, she was encouraging you to go to church. So
yep.
If she was an encourager from the get-go in the things of God.
She was always there, but, you know, and it's good for us to be encouraging to them, too.
Yeah.
You know, because it's always, I always think of, you know, the way they always say, when you get married, you're going to take on, they're either going to take on your personality, your traits, or, you know, vice versa. They always say, like, a lot of times if one's a little bit heavier, something, they're going to gain weight, or you're going to lose weight like the other one. They're going to go one way or the other. One's going to pick up the habits of the other. And I feel like that, especially when we're walking with God and in our house, that we need that, you know.
That's good.
We need that extra backbone, that extra go ahead, honey, you know, get up there and do it, and, you know, and because I have all the time. When I was younger in the ministry, I always imagined everything I'd done was terrible. You know, like, and God blessed it. It probably was terrible, but, you know, God always blessed it. But, you know, she was already right there, and she's like, no, you did good. Did a good job, you know, encouraging me. And if I didn't have that even, that little bit, you know, I probably would have just been,
folded up.
Yeah, distracted, discouraged. Yep.
Well, if she wouldn't have encouraged, you'd have been discouraged.
Yes, yes, exactly.
That's it.
No, I think it's very important that, you know, have your spouse on board and have them right there. I mean, because also, if they're not on board, I mean, at some point, I mean, I watch people all the time in ministry, and they're not on board, and that ministry ends up, twiddling away.
It does.
Because there's no backbone there again.
I've
you
seen
know?
That too, yes. I agree.
Two can't walk together unless they agree or they fall in the ditch.
Amen.
If there's too much division between a pastor and his wife, they'll have many problems, and that will hinder a lot of stuff that God was trying to get done through them.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen.
So it's togetherness.
Oh,
togetherness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Amen. Too, with ministry, it takes a lot. You know, it's a lot of commitment. It's a lot of, like, okay, look, we're not going to do this. We're not going to live this way. You know, and you have to be on board. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Amen.
You can't just live two opposite lives. You know what I mean? You have to have someone there that's going to, you know.
If you're in the ministry, the two have to agree. Your wife's in the ministry as much as you are or more.
Exactly.
For what you said.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If it wasn't for my wife, praise God for her, I'd have collapsed that many times. I would have had a computer to try and figure it out. I mean, my knees was always
wobbly. She was a big, big help, Aunt Margaret. Oh, wonderful. Martha, you got the next question.
Moving forward, what's your vision for our people, Alec? What would your vision be?
You know, I just want to see, I always say this, and I want to see revival break out. You know, I want to see people just back on fire for the Lord. You know, I feel like a lot of our people has got numb to Christianity.
Gospel hardened.
Yeah, you know, we're raised in it. We're always here. It becomes a meeting spot. And they really forget the purpose of church and why they're coming here. You know, and see, you see people throw themselves at the altar, thank God for it, but then they walk right back out those doors and they forgot everything they just took in. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd love to see actually, you know, it's the simple things even with the, you know, I was thinking about this just at the light it come to me, and I was like thinking about all the things like they tell you, especially as a minister, things you're not, you know, not supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Or not supposed to put yourself in those environments. Mm-hmm. And really, when you think about it, we shouldn't be there anyway.
That's right.
You know, the things that God's telling us to do is very, it's common sense. It should be.
Common sense.
Yeah, it's like common sense ain't so common sometimes. But it's like,
oh, that's true.
We should really, you know, I'd love to see our people on fire for the Lord. Because we have, I see our people, and we have such an opportunity to spread the gospel daily.
Amen.
Our men and our boys that's out to work, and they're at doors and they're talking to people all day long. You know, I know me with even being out, I had a woman out to work, and it was just by the, you know, she wasn't giving me any work to do, and God told me to go back there. And I ended up talking to her about the Lord for, you know, 45 minutes.
Right.
You know, and God puts us in situations. We have, you know, being travelers, I think we have a bigger door to spread the gospel in.
That's good.
Definitely. So I would love to see them just put that to use, you know, dig in and dig into the Word, the relationship with God, and just, you know, like I said, see a revival break out.
Amen.
The 45 minutes that you were talking about effectively could turn into an eternity with the Lord, Allie.
You know,
45 minutes seems like a lot here on earth, but it isn't even a twinkling of an eye in heaven.
No. And, you know, we take time sometimes. We say, I can't do that. It's too much time. I don't have the time. I got to be over here. But we should be doing anything for God first. Mm-hmm. You know, again, everything we have is from God.
Amen.
I know if I put in, if God called me from, say, doing something away from work, I know he's going to bless me. I know he's going to, you know, I'm doing things of God. He's going to be right there blessing me along the way. Personally. So why not? It's not putting no faith in the back. You know, we just have to sit there and we have to kind of say, okay, well, I'm going to take this time. Because when I got done talking to that woman, she said, you know, she kind of steeped. I come to the door, basically, she told me.
Yeah.
But she said, you blessed me so much today.
There you go.
You know, that's what I needed to hear.
Amen.
And it blessed me too. But it's just like, it's just being obedient.
Right.
You know, and like you said, that sometimes that 45 minutes could be an outcome, a change. You know, God calls us to do our purpose, our walk. We need to be walking with them because these situations might not occur, you know. And if we don't do them, I mean, eventually someone, he's going to call somebody up to do them. But that might have been that moment they needed.
Amen. Sometimes we plant the seed, sometimes we water the seed. You could have been planting and watering that woman, and then God has given her the increase.
Yes.
Praise God. And that's why he had to take you back there.
Because, you know, and we don't know what everybody's going through.
That's right.
No. You know, we don't know what's going through their mind. And if we're not, you know, if we're not being effective in things God's calling us to, or being obedient, you know, sometimes, like I said, that woman could have needed that could have been the breaking point. You don't know if somebody's on their last leg and they're about to give up, you know, and sometimes you're just saying God loves you, you know, Jesus loves you,
and that's the power of God,
and you see people break down in tears, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, maybe if I didn't say that, I mean, they could have went and, you know, you see someone right there, and it's just like
it's over.
So we need to be, you know, very in tune with the Holy Ghost and Jesus and with our walk.
In tune.
Mm-hmm. Put on the mind of Christ.
Well, Alec, anything on a personal note that you'd like to say before we wrap it on up?
I just would, hopefully, if this reaches anybody, you know, spiritually, and they actually take it in, that, you know,
it will.
Don't give up on God, and don't put the blinders on.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Someone is going to need saving. Someone's going to need to hear that, look, mm-hmm. just like I need to hear, you know, you're forgiven, you know? Step up and do the things that God's called you to do.
Amen.
You know, start living for Him. Start putting away the things of the world, because they're not benefiting you in any way. You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's always like Jesus would always say, like, you know, pick up your mat and follow me.
Amen.
We need to start following Him and start seeking Him out,
Amen.
You know, immediately, because we don't know how much time we have. You know, I know, you know, we've heard it all for a while, but we're on borrowed time right now. You know, if you read biblically, Jesus is coming.
We're closer now than we've ever been.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And each day, you know, and no one knows when He'll return, but we need to be ready.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
So we just need to stop wasting time. And just like anybody in their walk, in their you know, Christianity, all we're meant to do is lead others to Him tell about Him.
Amen.
So we need to start doing our job, and we need to try to, you know, make sure that there's many up in heaven. You know, because we're in a lost world.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, with that, Alec, we'd sure like to thank you for coming on and doing this podcast.
Thank you.
Blessing us. And we'd say to anybody listening, if He pricked your heart and you feel a tug on it, that it's never too late to call out to Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And we highly recommend it. And to all you people out there, make sure and join us next Monday on Crosstalk. And God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Alec. We appreciate you.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast. And remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.